Well, I think as professionals and with the way the direction the league has gone, I think it's important that we just remember that the things that we do are going to get reported. With the age of camera phones and Twitter and Facebook and MySpace, you just have to be careful what setting you put yourself in and what you say at all times.
Do you think this football team can learn a lot from what happened over the weekend going head into training camp? Is these type of distractions you don't want to have as a football team?
Yeah, we don't want to have these kind of distractions. But you live and you learn. We all make mistakes. Unfortunately, in our business, a lot of times those mistakes get reported. And we're just going to move forward and support each other and hopefully learn from everything that's happened.
Have you got a chance to talk to him at all, Brandon, and try to pass around a second-year guy?
No, there's a time and a place for that. So it'll be down the road.
Is there any defense mending there that needs to be done here? I mean, some guys got put in an unfortunate life by no fault of their own and maybe take exception to that. Is that a chemistry issue that needs to be dealt with before you guys get any further along?
Well, it's a locker room issue, so we're going to handle that behind closed doors. It's something that, it's tough for those guys, especially when you think about some of the individual circumstances, but I'm not going to really get into. But some of those guys, had some real negative press and really didn't have anything to do with it. We're cooperating on their own accord. So it's unfortunate, but we're going to move forward as a group, and this is not going to, create a schism in the locker room. It's going to be, we're going to deal with this behind closed doors like we always do and move forward together.
Getting on the practice field, does that help in that regard?
Yeah, anytime you can get back to football, I think that kind of, you're able to move past some of those distractions that are off the field distractions. So it's nice to get back to work for all of us and just move forward together.
Aaron, what's Underwood like as a player? What have you seen from him year one and year two?
Well, he's gotten a lot better. He really has. I think, he benefits from playing with, with two of the best who've played the position in Charles and Al, and guys who are willing to teach. I think he's just been like a sponge last year and really picked up a lot of stuff from those guys. And I know he spent a lot of time with Al throughout the year last year, just kind of being his shadow, and that's important because Al's played at a high level in this league for a long time. So I think he's got a lot better in his man-to-man coverages. He's breaking on the ball better, and he's really come a long way. So we expect him to play a bigger role for us this year, and I think he will.
Is this locker room standing behind him 100%?
We're going to support our guys. We've all dealt with issues on and off the field, and this is a good group of guys who believe in each other and care about each other. And I know that a lot of guys have come alongside him, and we have a great, support staff and our player development guy, Rob Davis, and the leaders of this football team. So we're gonna all move forward together.
It's just a little bit of a lesson to the younger guys, maybe saying, "Hey, listen, we're in the spotlight. You always have the team."
Well, I think that's what bigger than this story. That's what the last 6 months I think in professional sports has showed us. If we're all under the microscope, and anything we do, is gonna, could have some negative ripple effects throughout. Our team and our sport. So I think we just need to remember we represent ourselves, our organization, the Green Bay Packers, and try and conduct ourselves in a positive manner. Yeah, I found a lot of conversation with Homer and none that have ever got out. Unfortunately, the message of really, in jest, talking about that, it was probably inappropriate for that setting, and I didn't mean to offend anybody personally. I have a lot of respect for those guys and what they do. It's something that I know is more difficult than it looks at times, and I meant no personal disrespect to anybody, and I apologize if any of them took offense to what I said. Unfortunately, the translation is often lost when it's on radio, not on TV, so for that I apologize.
And so do you regret what you said about Tony Kornheiser?
I regret that it was an inappropriate setting, I think, for those comments.
Until you're back away from the substance of the statements?
Well, like I said, it's just the setting of the statements was inappropriate.
Aaron, football-wise, is there anything that you are concentrating on?
Aaron, when it comes to stuff
hold on,
the,
hold
area
on,
the game that you're working on at this time of year that you're looking to bring into training camp?
We worked on a lot of stuff in the off-season program in the quarterback school, just continuing to refine fundamentals. And anytime you come back after a couple-month layoff, it's going to take a little bit to just get back in the swing of of you know being on time every you know being on time your throws all the time and footwork little nuances that you worked on last year during the season but you might have forgotten the off season. So thankfully I've got you know a phenomenal quarterback coach who stays on us and doesn't let you know myself or Matt get complacent and I think we've done a good job of improving.
Aaron, plays wise, I mean like the stuff you guys are doing, I imagine you've been there and done that about 1,000 times with most of the stuff. How do you like in this time stay interested?
Well, there's our defense likes to talk a lot. So that the competitive juices get going when you're at practice, and it's fun to you know to get after those guys a little bit. And the young guys are you know with Wood and Al not taking any reps, you know those guys are really playing hard. So it's important for us to keep the competitive level high. So that's kind of my role, you know as the leader of the offense is to get those guys going tempo-wise and playing fast, but also keep that competitive edge there so that the plays have a meaning to them. Because this is, you know, OTAs and we are working on things and a lot of young guys are getting snaps, but it's still a competitive setting and you got to kind of remember that and challenge yourself daily to try and, you know, make plays on Lee and Underwood and Bell and those guys who are getting a lot of reps.